This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Moving into a new home always brings this sense of adventure in the garden. What's fun is to find a plant that you've never seen or heard of and like it. For me, that was the resurrection lily. As I have since renovated the area and moved the lilies several times, I thought, that's it, I've killed it. Not true. And I have proof, with survivors continuing to show up in my vegetable garden. While they grow foliage in the summer, it dies back to the ground and looks pretty awful, like they're dead. But whoa, the aptly named resurrection lily shoots up a thick stalk, and at the top are beautiful, ethereal, pale lavender flowers. You must see them on my Garden Bite Facebook page. It's worth it. The resurrection lily goes by a variety of other common names, including the belladonna lily, the naked lady, and the magic lily. A native of South Africa, the lily gets its name because, as I explained, in midsummer the leaves shrivel up like it's dead. This member of the amaryllis family is said to be hardy to zone 5, but I live in zone 4B, so it's not a problem. The resurrection lily prefers full sun, but will tolerate some shade. The stalk grows to over 2 feet tall and produces about 6 flowers per stalk. The color does vary from pale pink to almost purplish. Plant bulbs 5 to 6 inches deep and 6 inches apart in the fall. Mulch the first winter while the bulbs establish and to prevent heaving. This lily will naturalize by bulb offsets. Most of the websites say to give your resurrection lily moderate water during the summer. I never gave this plant a whole lot of anything, and even during one of the hotter summers we've had, it's produced. Check out GardenBite.com for pictures and more information on this August surprise. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.